At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, money grind. Yeah, I got the ring. I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper.
You're so hot.
Yeah, I keep me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money.
Okay.
What up? It is Alex, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another Q&A going down in this morning, and we're going to be knocking out multiple mocks this morning. What is up, peeps? Let's see who's up in the house. Minnesota Marty, let's get ready to smoke it up, homie. Yeah, throwing in the bong over there. Let's get it. Hey. Derek, salute. Let's see it. Derek's on the news today. We got it. Appreciate you, brother. Jack signed Tyson Campbell to a 4-year extension worth $76.5 million. Tyson Campbell's been pretty solid. Like that's what's crazy. He's not a super elite cornerback by any standards, but man, that's how cornerbacks are so valuable. Look at that. 4 years, almost $20 million. Almost $20 million a year. Packers head coach LaFleur says Marshawn Lloyd will miss a couple. A hip. Man, with the hip issue. I wasn't really too big on Marshawn Lloyd either way. How about you guys? Anybody really drafting him purposely going out of your way to draft him? I'm not talking about, like, you know, randomly getting him in a rookie draft in the late rounds. Anybody going out of their way to draft Marshawn Lloyd? Packers Matt LaFleur said AJ Dillon is in the best shape of his life with the team, man. And it ain't gonna mean nothing. Ain't gonna mean nothing. Let's see. Patriots head coach Mayo says Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready guy we have. We know it. And we know, you know why? Because he's actually played for the Patriots, started multiple games for the Patriots, did good enough that they were able to trade him. And then after Andrew Luck quit, right? Or was it after Andrew Luck quit that Brissett was the QB for the 1 year? Then they brought in Philip Rivers, like, after that. But yeah, Jacoby Brissett, especially in these best ball, man, people better be. I know I picked him up in a few. He goes in a lot of these. I would definitely be picking up Jacoby Brissett. Super flex leagues as well. If you don't have the best QB situation, Jacoby Brissett seems like a really good last pick in some of these leagues. And that's like as of right now, like, who knows? Shit may change. Ooh, Jets edge. Hassan Reddick did not report to training camp. I know he wants more dollar bills, and man, he's getting up there in age. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't even know how much he is. I don't even know. Like, trying to think of the right way to say this. Like, I don't even know how much of a percentage he is of his former self, you know, because this isn't the Hassan Reddick of a few years ago, you know. And let's see. Washington Post reports. Oh, man, 18-game season. It's coming. It's coming. They've been talking about this for a while, and they're really trying to get this 18-game season going before the next, Players Association, the next time they renegotiate their contract. They're really trying to get it in now so they could get like a year or two on this 18-game schedule before they renegotiate the entire contract. I mean, they've been talking about this for a while. One of the shows that I really like, Entourage, there was a storyline in there where they were selling their TV rights. And super agent Ari Gold was like, man, we need to be selling the TV rights for the NFL. Let's make this happen. And then they had like a meeting, and he was in there, and they're like, what would you do, you know, to kind of change things? Like, well, I'd bring a team to LA, expansion team to LA first. They brought the Rams back. And then he was like, you know, we go to an 18 game season. It's going to produce more revenue, going to produce more ratings. He's like, we'll cut down a couple preseason games, and then we'll jump into an 18 game season. Shit's going to happen. It's going to be fun for our fantasy football. But as more games come, it's like more injuries come as well. And that's where I'm always going to be a little bit torn. I already feel like now teams should have two bye weeks. I really feel like that. That's the tough part, though. It's like you add this other game, you add another bye week in. I don't know. How would it really be possible to make this happen? Because right now, especially, what was it? It's last year, I think it was week 9 and week 10. I mean, shit, we had like 6 teams on bye. Like, that's the part that I'm not sure. Like, how could they swing these two byes? And look at Derek's at facts. It should be 2 weeks. I agree. And that's the part, though. How would they swing two bye weeks without having a shitload of teams on bye like a couple weeks out of the season? Because it's like, I don't even know if they do the week 4 bye anymore. But it was almost like that was like too early for them. Let's see what the bye weeks are this week. Yeah, see, they don't have week 4 bye weeks anymore. It's week 5. That's the earliest. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple years ago, week 4 was the first bye. And it was, it would always have like just 2 teams on it. That's it, just 2 teams. And now we got week 5 and week 6, 4 teams each. Week 7, 2 teams. Week 9, 2 teams. Or wait, did I say week 7, 2 teams? Week 8, no teams. And then week 9, 2 teams. Ah, damn, look at this. So week 10, 11, and 12. There's 4 teams on bye each. That's a little bit different. That's a little bit different. Instead of having the 2 weeks with like 6 teams on bye over a 2-week span, now it's like those 3 weeks have the teams. 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, wait. Okay, so week 10 and 11, there's 4 teams on bye. But week 12, the team names are just shorter. So it looked like it was the same amount of teams. But there's actually 6 teams on bye in week 12. There's no buys in week 13, and then in week 14 there's 6 teams on buy as well. Damn, so we still have it 2 weeks again out of the season that have 6 teams on buy. Week 12, it's the Falcons, Bills, Bengals, Jags, Saints, and Jets. Week 14, Ravens, Broncos, Texans, Colts, Patriots, Commandos. Interesting, but there's 2 weeks. I mean, so, you know, week 3, week 8, week 13. I mean, that's 3 weeks right there. But still, if we're going to have two bye weeks, like, man, like, I mean, there's, you know, the weeks that have 2 teams. There's the week that have no teams. But yeah, I don't know how they would swing two bye weeks. I really have no idea how they would swing two bye weeks. And what up, Crispy? Talking about how the NFL is talking about moving up to 18 games. I don't know how the fuck they're going to do that with just one bye week per team. So have two weeks in the league where everyone is on bye. Just have no football for all the teams 2 weeks in the season. Nah, it would never be like that because they need ratings every single week. So I'm with you. That, like, in theory, that would be a good solution. There we go. Couldn't think of the right word. That'd be a good solution for sure. But they ain't doing that, man. Like, they're adding this extra game so they get a full extra week of, like, of games, you know? And, like, yeah, there's no way that there's going to be any kind of break, like, in the action. I mean, there's too many fucking games happening. Like, look, this year, I mean, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks of international games. Week 1, Green Bay and Eagles going down to Brazil. Week 5 and 6, we got 2 teams in London. Week 7, we got 2 teams in London. And week 10, they got the Germany game. So I guess no Mexico City game this year. I'm surprised, man. I mean, Mexico City, I know they don't have the best stadium, but man, talk about the amount of people. Like, man, I mean, that's really what they should they really need to break into that market. They just need a better stadium over there to do it. Mexico City, what is it, like the 3rd or 4th largest city in the world? Does shout out Crispy. What up, Crispy? Said everyone gets the same break fair across the board. It is. I mean, but yeah, they're not doing it. Like, this is all a money ploy, you know, like taking a week off. That's not a good money ploy. No. Derek said, plus I would put the football wives right time near with their husband. Yeah, I mean, they don't give a fuck about that. Like, there's not one company out there. And okay, and maybe this is a little harsh. I was gonna say there's not one company out there that really cares, you know, if they get to spend family time. I mean, but more often than not, there's not. Unless it's a federal holiday and people are like, yeah, go spend time with your family. We got 3 Thanksgiving games. We got a Black Friday game, and we got 2 Christmas Day games. I know the NBA is going to hate that because, like, for the longest time, it was, like, NBA on Christmas Day. Like, that was the thing. And but now, they got competition with the NFL. They got competition with the NFL. And let's see what day of the week. Let's see what day of the week Christmas actually is. Damn, Christmas is a Wednesday. That's going to be super fucking weird. That's going to be super fucking weird. And, like, those teams aren't going to have buys off and have to play on Wednesday? Let me see. Let's go see. Kansas City, Baltimore, Steelers, and Houston. There should definitely be some crazy games. But let's go see. Like, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah, Texans play on the 21st, so they give them the Saturday game. Yeah, Chiefs, man, they all play each other on Saturday. That's crazy. So what was that? I mean, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's 4-game break. 4-game break for those guys. It sucks. That really sucks, man. 4-game break before some of the biggest stars in the NFL compete for us in fantasy football championships. And they only have a 4-day fucking break, man. That shit is not cool. That shit is not cool. Yeah, and it's week 17, man. It's week 17. Could be really good. Or it could be really bad. Oh, man. And who's ready to get down in some mocks? We don't have a lot of people in right now. I guess we got to get people used to being here on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. But yeah, I got it all set up. And everybody's ready. Got it right here. zooming out a little bit. I'll put it here. I don't know when we're going to start, though. We need a few more people to hop in. But here goes the link. All right. Let's smoke more weed. I hope so. Going up against the Texans in week 17 is going to be a tough divisional matchup. A lot of hatred going to be on that field. Do it, baby. I'm in love with Mary Jane. All right, we need one more to pay in the slow drop that we got going. We got about to start. Need you paradise. What up, babe? What's going down, homie? Shout out to Bakes. We got to smoke more. Now the Bakes is in the house. All right. Let's see. What do we got on the agenda? So we got every single NFL team is going to be reported to training camp by tomorrow. 24th was the last day. I believe it was like the Cowboys and a couple other teams who waited until the 24th. Smart. They're getting the extra early bullshit. you know, physical contact that may get some injuries. I added the IR spots to all of our leagues, and yeah, this shit's about to happen. We already got people going on the PUP and shit. Utilize those IR spots. One thing I'll tell you that sucks is if that, like, there's one league where I put like 8 people on the PUP and I picked up, at least I put in the waivers for like 8 people or whatever. Man, when you have to do those cutdowns, it's a little bit tough. It's a little bit tough when you have to do those cutdowns. All right. What else? Let's see. Any other news that we got here? Not really. It's funny on this. On the website that I pulled up all the bye weeks, it's got all the player news right there. And it's got all the news that Derek shouted out this morning. Got all the news that Derek shouted out this morning. Appreciate you, bro. Yeah, today's kind of, it's Tuesday and everybody's not at training camp yet. That's really what it is. I feel like tomorrow and the next couple days, we're going to have a lot of people that are going to be, and we're going to start seeing like a lot of different random videos from camp. And let me see what random videos I have right now. Oh, here we go. This one was a good one. Packers training camp. We got some celebs in the house. There we go. Check this out.
What's going on? It's WWE Superstar Braun Strowman, the monster of all monsters, and
Big Daddy Otis over here, man.
Outside of the famous Lambeau Field, getting ready for opening day of training camp with the Green Bay Packers tonight before Monday Night Raw here in Green Bay. Taking it all in, the sights to be seen. It's time to start off that NFL football season, baby. Go, Pack, go!
Oh, yeah!
Dolphins side edge, Emmanuel Ogbah. Nice. Probably not going to be too relevant for fantasy. Let's see. Found a little clip of Aaron Rodgers. Giants invited Byron Pringle to camp. I mean, he would definitely be a lot of nothing for our fantasy.
Training camp suck. Like, it has to, if you've been in the league for a really long time, it's like, I know what to do.
It's a different suck. Back when football was hard. You know, a long time ago, when there's real double days,
yeah,
physically it was the worst, but mentally it wasn't. I don't feel like it was as bad. Just physically, you were just, now it's all mental.
Yeah,
you're sitting around all day long in, you know, interesting meetings
and the hot days. Yeah,
yeah, and the practice is short. It's not even that hard.
Yeah,
and you don't play in preseason. We used to play in preseason,
right?
You know, we'd play 15 plays, then a quarter and a half, then into the third quarter.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't even play in the preseason.
You should play in the preseason this year.
Why?
Why not? Just make football hard again.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is making football hard again.
Don't steal that. That's mine.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Print the shirt.
Aaron Rodgers to make football hard again. Man, so we got Notino in here. He'd be laughing with me about this, this NCAA clip. But check this out, Derek. I know you're going to fucking like this one. This one was funny. Even if I wasn't playing the NCAA football game, I'd be laughing at this.
Play with my team, you gotta put me in the game.
What?
You gonna play with my team? If you gonna play with my team, you gotta put me in the game.
What you mean, put you in the game?
You gotta put me in the game.
What you talking about? Put you in the game, nigga?
To me, when I'm talking about put me in the game, you gotta put me in the game.
What? I don't know what you. Who is this? You play on You play for Alabama?
Exactly right, sir.
What's your name on Alabama? What's your name?
Jalen McBockley.
Who?
Jalen McBockley.
I ain't put no nigga name like that. Fuck you.
Now I'm finna do you bad.
Fuck you.
Now I'm about to do you bad.
Jalen McBockley.
Now I'm about to do you bad.
Jalen McBockley. I never put a nigga name on it. Nigga, you wouldn't even make the team if you fucking, if I was a head coach. You wouldn't even make the team if I was head coach.
Oh, man. This shit's hilarious. he wouldn't even make my team if I was the head coach. Yep, Marty, we are going to mock today. There's not too many people in the chat right now, or not too many people in the chat right now. So we haven't filled much up. But yeah, there goes the link. We'll start it here shortly. We'll get a few in. I mean, we've only been live for like 20 minutes since the countdown like ended. So we haven't even been live that long. But yeah, Derek, that shit had me rolling. And look at this. What, Kelsey's hard up for money? Or something. Look at this. I also saw this. Like, what the hell is going on with Kelsey?
Travis Kelsey is washing my car. Oh my God.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh.
What the hell is going on? Travis Kelsey is out here detailing cars right now. What is what's going on? I don't understand. Really don't understand. And yeah, who know? And worst case, you know, if a handful of people don't show up, and oh, there goes Toyota One. What up? What up? We're doing a mock draft that we're gonna get going pretty soon here. All right, Mari said perfect. Got some downtime at work for the next hour or so. Perfect. We'll get one going here real soon. Even if we fill it up, you know, we can get five or six people in there. I mean, since we're doing offense only, the ADP doesn't get messed up. That, like, you know. Things that we hate about the ADP, I mean, it is what it is, but that's pretty universal with the players being drafted around certain spots now. All right. Here we go. Let's keep the bowl smokage going. And there we go. Toyota One joined. And you know what? Fuck it. We'll just do it with us five in right now. People will join. They'll get to be in the next one. All right. And we'll just be able to knock them out here. Oh, actually, hold on. Let me get to a spot where I can update my YouTube video with the time that this one is starting. Try to be nice for the people and add chapters so they could just like scroll through. All right. All right. Almost got it ready. And should I keep it with the 30-second? Nah, let's put it on. Since we only got like half of us filled, let's put it on a minute. Somebody remind me to change it back when we get into future ones, though. All right. Storms in Minnesota last night. Put a tree branch. Fuck, through our work roof. Damn. Still got to work, though. Man. Damn, that's crazy. That is crazy. And Derek was the wow about Travis Kelsey. Hard up for money at some fucking dealership or something. I wonder where that was. Didn't even say where it was. It was only like a 10-second video, but it's funny. Bro, super crazy. Super crazy. All right, you ready, Marty? We're going to kick this off here. All right. 33:25. All right. Here we go. Oh, shit. I didn't even pull up the mock drafts on my phone. But good, we got a minute. Here we go. CeeDee Lamb, CMC, and Mahomes. What up, Will? Dang it, I don't think so. I just started it. We'll it'll get done real quick. Don't worry, it'll get done real quick because we only got five of us who are actually drafting. So this will be super quick, and we're gonna do multiple. So don't worry, just hang out, brother. dang, look at that. I go Josh Allen, then the QB run continues. And we got a little wide receiver run right there. Oh, man, look at Crispy with Breece Hall and Bijan at the turn. That would be lovely. Lovely. Man, if I can get Barkley late second, I'd do it. And I know Gibbs, ADP-wise, is that next guy, but I got Barkley over Gibbs. Man, Derek's going to do it, isn't he? He's going to do it, isn't he? Let's see it. He did it. Whew, Derrick Henry, man, we're going to help that ADP rise. I'm going to help that ADP rise. And look at Marty, back-to-back RBs. First two rounds. Oh, then Kelsey and Laporta. Fuck it, I'll go Devontae. Start a well-balanced mock here. A lot of QBs going. See where Crispy goes after two RBs in the first round. Yeah, and look at how fast this mock's getting knocked out. We're already in round four. I think we literally just started 3 minutes ago. Diggs and Evans, not too shabby. I don't know if this is the one to play QB chicken in. Marty said, you like Puka or AJ Brown? Seems like they're going back to back. I think I would be on the AJ Brown side of things. A little bit more solidified. Been doing it for years. All right. Let's go Tua here. I like that pick in the fourth. What up, Zoo Crew? Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming, of course, it had to be some kind of promotion thing for that company. Yeah, definitely. And he said, maybe a local thing. He's just giving back. What up, Victor? He said, what draft position did you start at? In this mock, I'm at number four. So I got Josh Allen, Barkley, Adams, and Tua. So this one, I'm kind of building balance, but put the extra emphasis on QB. And we're going to do more mocks if people want to hop in, but I'd hop over to YouTube, Fantasy Football Hustler. That's where you can find me on YouTube. Yeah, we're going to do more mocks this morning. And Zoo Crew, yeah, if you got time, I know you're probably at work, but we're going to knock some of these out quick. It's going to be 30-second timers unless we only have like half the draft field like now. Feel like if the opportunity is there, I got to snatch Andrews in the fifth if we do have a tight end spot. Which in these mocks we do. Because most leagues, you are going to have that tight end spot unless you only play in the Hustler or 420 Crew leagues. Now, if that's the case, you only play in Hustler or 420 Crew leagues. Salute. Chris said, I'm trash as hell at fantasy. Bro, this is going to the gym right now and taking the shots. That's what this is. Like yesterday, I used the analogy, this is going to the batting cages. You know, like this is where you get the reps. This is where you get the reps. And we're doing it a bunch as well. Man, it's an ugly spot. It's is a really ugly spot. I think if I was in this position, I'd probably take Zamir White at the end of the sixth. Yep, Mario said, yep, try new shit. Yeah, and of course it's not going to be the same as every single draft is going to go. But at least you'll know certain guys that are going to go in certain ranges, and the only time they're going to go a little bit outside of that range is if someone is a fan of that team or an, you know, extra fan of that player. There we go. I'd be happy with this start. This is super well-rounded. I mean, we're building a good base right here. Nothing extra special besides Josh Allen. Everybody else, I feel like I just got good value. I mean, not even good value on. I feel like that's just where they're going. Look at Crispy going in twos over there. Is he going to go running back or is he going to switch it up? Let's see. You got to go in twos, Crispy. Don't mess it up, bro. Don't fuck it up. I fucked it up. Stevenson and Godwin. You need to go back-to-back running backs right there, and then you could have went back-to-back receivers. With the I guess you can't go back-to-back receivers because you need a tight end somewhere in there. Nick Chubb, he's going to be going in that range. Like, we're going to have to take him there. We might not want to. I hear a lot of fantasy content creators are like, if you get Nick Chubb in the 10th, I'm fine with it. But someone is going to go pick Nick Chubb before the 10th round. But that's where he's, like, going. Like, it's so unrealistic to think that someone's going to go, that someone's going to go in the 10th round when he's going in mocks in the 7th and 8th. And I didn't see him go in the 6th. Hollywood, what up? We're doing more mocks if you want to get in, Hollywood. Same thing with you, Chase. We got more mocks going if you want to get in. All right. We're just doing super flex, though. No more fucking single QB mocks. Fuck that. Only super flex mocks. But we only do offense only. If we added IDP... It would, these mocks would just take so much longer. We wouldn't be able to knock out like multiple an hour because we can pretty much knock out like two in an hour pretty easily. And that's even with the whole thing full. This mock, we're about to be done in 10 minutes. At least it seems like it. I think I started at the 33 minute mark, and we're 9 minutes in right now. So let's see how long, but. Yeah, that's when. That's why we're gonna do these quick mocks. They're 10 rounds. We'll see how many people we get in, and we'll just do multiple. This is our going to the batting cage session right here. This one's for you, Crispy. But look at that! Knocked it out hella quick. Taysom Hill, Crispy. Let's see.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, here goes the next mock. There we go. Not too shabby. Man, look at Derek pushing off those QBs like crazy. Give him crazy skill positions, though. Marty's got the mid-level QBs, but super top-end running backs. Not too bad for waiting on the wide receivers as well. I kind of just went like super balanced with everything. I mean, the only time I picked a position back-to-back was Nick Chubb and Mostert in the 8th and the 9th. Toyota 1, going wide receiver, then QB. Kind of building really well-rounded, just 2 at each, and then Kittle, and then, yeah. I like the I like the balancedness to that. Well, so my internet's been spotty the past few days. Said I got to get on the phone and fix this. Man, what's going on, bro? What's going on with the internet? They know you're moving out, so they just like fucked with your internet. Man, Crispy, why the hell are you taking Taysom Hill? That's such a trash ass pick. As a starting tight end, anyways, such a trash ass pick. But yeah, there we go. Let's get our reps in. Let's get our reps in. Anybody else wants to join? Now's the time. Now is the time. Hollywood, let me know if I need to send you the link directly. Man, you guys ever get those text messages from like UPS and it's like your UPS package could not be delivered due to an incomplete address? Click on this link and update all your information. Like, man, I hate those motherfucking things because I even looked at it right now. I was like, man, was I supposed to get a UPS package? And I was like, hell no, I wasn't. Trying to scam me and get my info or something. But like, man, they're super creative. And Chase, I won't have time to hop in one of these days, though. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday mornings, we're doing mocks. And then Mock Draft Monday in the late afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. We're going hard with the mocks. We are going hard with the mock drafts. All right, sounds good, Hollywood. All right, Will said I'll try one. Do you see the, I'll throw the link in again. Chris said, I'll show you what happens in actual redraft with the tight end spot. Well, Moise, yeah, that one was clever. Make sure you teach your granny about that scam, bro. I don't have any grandmas anymore. They passed away a long time ago. But salute to anybody who still does. If you're like, you know, around 40 and you still got a grandma around, yeah, salute. That's a long life. But yeah, like super, they're just getting way more creative with these fucking scams, man. I will tell you. To be able to tap into everything like hella quick too. All right, let's see. We got a little bit more than half, so let's drop it back down. Oh, it already is on 30 seconds. Perfect. All right, let me mark where this one is starting. 47:25. Okay. Here we go. You ready, Crispy? I'll wait till I see your green dot before I hit it. Oh, there goes Crispy's green dot. He's ready. Let's do it to it. Let's do it to it, Lars. Ah! Crispy's not fucking around now. That totally could happen in a league. That totally could happen in a league because there may be people who are thinking, man, if I don't get him at the 101, he might not be there at the 212. And that's a very realistic possibility. That is a very realistic possibility. Laporta, Josh Allen, CMC, Mahomes, CeeDee Lamb, Bijan, Hurts, Stroud. Let's go RB. Let's go Brees.
Yeah,
Yeah, Crispy's not playing around now. He's really setting the precedent. Chasing Puka. It's pretty nice for the computer over there. Man, it's like so late. I have to get Justin Jefferson right there. It's going to be interesting. Let's see where Crispy goes with his second and third pick now after going Laporta. Do it, Crispy. I have an idea of what you're going to do. Just do it. Just fuck the whole league over with the top two. Do it. Do it. Well, let's see it, Crispy. I know you got it in you. It's just a mock anyways. Just a mock anyways. Got a couple more QBs off the board. Nice pick, Derek, with the AJ Brown. Wouldn't you be stoked if AJ Brown actually fell to the mid second like that? Oh, he couldn't get the top two. Toyota won, making sure, not letting it go down. CMC and Kelsey, not a bad start for Toyota won. Let's see it, Crispy. Where's Crispy going here? Goes QB and tight end, or tight end and QB. What up, Jamie? We got more mock drafts going if you're trying to jump in, homie. Every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we're getting mock drafts going during the morning or, you know, afternoon, depending on where you are. Damn, see, look at that. I'd be way more happy with Barkley, though, in the fucking third round. Damn. It was all wide receivers and QBs in the second round and sprinkle in Kelsey and Gibbs. Sounds good, Jamie. Said I'd drop out of the fast draft tonight, same time as my podcast. All good, bro. Is it one that you're doing? Do you do it live or is it just you guys recording it? Ooh, look at Hollywood snatching Derrick Henry. Right in front of Derek. Wilson sniped on Saquon. Man, it's crazy that Saquon even went that far. He's going in the second round all day. Fuck it. Let's get ETN. Nice. Is that on the fantasy six pack or where is that at? All right. Running back, wide receiver, running back for me. Going for two. Okay, nice. Nice. Get me on there sometime, bro. I'll go on there and talk some shit with you guys. Man, this one's tough. Yeah, let's really put the emphasis on RB. Man, so now I got three RBs out of my first four picks. You know, those people are going to be doing those kind of builds. Derek's got three wide receivers. Not too shabby either. Let's see where Crispy goes now. Got the tight ends and the QBs on lock. Nobody else, though. Toyota won. Also, no QBs. Just snatched up Herbert. I debated Herbert pretty hard right there, but wanted to put an extra emphasis on RBs in this draft specifically. See how it all turns out. Nico, not too shabby to start the fifth. All right. Herbert and Tua, what a combo for waiting a few rounds. Yeah, Yeah, this might have been the one to wait on QBs a little bit. Feel like in the one before, we had QBs going a little bit faster. Let's see. Let's go Debo. I don't know if I'd really want... actually, he's my number two. I forgot. I got Jefferson up there. Can't believe Jefferson fell to the second. That's probably going to happen in some leagues where people are hating on him a little bit and we get a bunch of QBs going as well. Probably will happen. All right. We're just going to lock in the wide receivers right now. Now we got three each. Three each. Oh, there goes Jaden Daniels. Derek loves him some Jaden Daniels. Amari Cooper. A lot of wide receivers this round. Was that fifth wide receiver gone this round? Interesting the way that the running backs kind of went in this one. Because there's a handful of teams that don't even have a running back right now. And it's the sixth round. How many teams? One, two, three. I guess only three, but it seems like a lot for the sixth round being over and three teams not even having a running back yet. No, actually, it's only two. I was looking at Derek's team, but he got Bijan the first, so it's only two. But I guess just that, just those two teams not going running back. I mean, it seems like a few running backs you're able to get a little bit later than you normally would here. Wide receivers seeming to go a little bit faster in this one. QBs, it's kind of like the normal pace. Maybe it was a little bit heavier last round, last draft. Ah, there goes Kittle. Everyone's got to get tight end. Yeah, both of these, the two teams that are in between me and Derek, both went QB heavy, locked in both their QBs in the first two rounds. All right, well, there we go. I was able to get Rodgers as my number one. It's not too bad for playing QB chicken. I think I was the last team to lock in their first QB. Dang, that's crazy. Almost everybody except one other team has both their QBs. Let's see how this plays out. Oh, no, I see that one other person who doesn't have it either. All right, let's lock down in Njoku. Still need one more QB and then whatever the best flex is that I see out there. See how this all pans out here. Dang, look at that. Team 8 still has no running backs. No running backs. Team 12 just took one. But that's where the ADP gets a little bit flawed in some of these platforms, too. It's like, yeah, people are going running backs, so you're not getting anybody at value with the ADP or it's not aligning. But yeah, then you kind of get screwed and then you don't get anybody good. So it's like this fine line that we got to toe. Got to toe the line. Look at Crispy, all those running backs over there now. Four out of his last six picks were running backs. But, man, those wide receivers, though. I mean, Nico's good. I don't know if I'd want Nico as my number one, but in the fifth round, the way that you played it, I'm not mad at that. I definitely wouldn't want Hopkins as my number two, though. I really wouldn't. Like, who do we think is going to be the 1A, 1B over there for their wide receivers? I feel like Ridley is going to be the guy. I don't feel like it's going to be Hopkins. I feel like Hopkins is no spring chicken anymore. All right. Super ugly. Oh, man, Hollywood got Watson there. Super ugly options, but when you wait until the end, you got to go with a guy like Geno Smith or Derek Carr or like something like that. Let's see how this finishes out. I'm curious. I mean, same type of flex options that we have every time in the 10th round. It's all very ugly. I'm going to go with Zach Moss. All right. There we go. Another mock in the books. All right, and I'll be right back. Let me fill my water. And I'll post the next mock link. And I'll be right back. All right, and then Noble woke up. All right. How? Yeah. Yep. Don't worry. I'm do it. Look, I'm here right now. Nice. But we'll get it. Noble's getting lucky. He's getting a present from his cousin, the cool Stone Cold Wrestler.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
All right, let's see. Chase said, "You the man, Noble." There we go. Got it. Okay. Oh, I didn't even pick my team of where I was going. What?
That's at $30.
That's how much it costs.
It's at $22.95.
No, he didn't see it. It said $22.95 plus shipping.
Oh.
Yeah. You didn't see that plus tax and plus shipping.
What?
All right. Anybody else want to do another mock? We got three of us in right now. Smoke some weed. All right. Toyota One jumped in. I'm going to take the number one spot. In this one, yeah, in this one, I'm going to go QB first. All right. There we go. Bakes jumping in. Let's get it. Knocking these ones out hella quick. Oh, let's see. Am I missing? Let me see. I think we got some trade action going. Dang it, but where? All right. There we go. Will Power joined. Dang it. Where the hell? Did not tag me. There goes Johnny. What up, Johnny? Johnny hopping in. Where the hell? Where the hell? Swore someone said that there's a trade. And like, I can't find it. What up, Johnny? This is what going to be our third mock of the morning. Going hard. Okay. All right, everybody ready? I don't know where. Hope I'm not missing a trade somewhere, but. Okay, here we go. Let's kick it off. I said I was going to go QB early in this one. And from the 101. From the 101, let me see, 108.15. Okay, there we go. Mock draft number three. Let's get it. We've only been on an hour, and we're already kicking off mock draft number three. Let's get it. Going very quick, very quick. Uh-oh. It started as a minute. It was supposed to be 30 seconds. All right, after Crispy's pick here, I'm going 30 seconds. We'll finish this mock in like 10 minutes. After Johnny, how about that? There we go. Let's get it ready. There we go. 30 seconds. 30 seconds commenced. Let's go. A lot of QBs. A lot of QBs. Five QBs going so far. Three wide receivers, four wide receivers now. And Chase said, I forgot to ask that you took Njoku. You think Watson is going to look his way more often this year? I mean, Watson, I feel like he is. I feel it's just like that's he's going to be the security blanket. I really feel that he's going to be the security blanket of that team. I mean, he has been for the last few years. They call his number a lot. And even if it's not, they call his number a lot. It seems like it compared to like other tight ends. All right. Let's see where Johnny goes here. Barkley, man. Yeah, Barkley was a steal in the third round in the last one. I mean, shit, just like CMC was a steal at the 104 in this league. Oh, look at Crispy getting Derrick Henry in the second round, raising that ADP. Man, I wanted to go QB, but none of the QBs fell to me that I want in this spot. So I think I'm going to go Garrett Wilson. And Laporta. I'll keep raising Laporta's ADP. Let's let Kelsey's ADP just keep falling. Somehow. Doesn't even fall much, but the higher I take him, the higher his ADP gets. That's what I figured. Ah, Toyota one takes him the next pick. Doesn't even matter. Smoke some weed. Let's see. How about some Mac Miller? RIP to one of the Macs.
You know what I'm saying? 420 pip jar babies get me fucked up high as hell right now. So much weed in my lungs. I'm really high. It's like a fucking movie, except I can't see because I'm so high.
Man, the worst part about the bookends is you got to wait so long for those picks, man. So long. 20 plus picks in between.
Got some other stuff. Yeah, man.
Shout out to everybody on Rumble. Throw some comments in on Rumble. Hit the like button. Hit that follow button. Both of them are free to do.
I say you don't smoke enough weed, bitch.
If you got some fantasy questions, wherever you are watching from right now, throw those fantasy questions in. Oh, shit. Kincaid in the third. Yeah. Smoke it up. Let's see where Marty goes. Texan Stevie, what up, bro? Man, you should have been in here earlier. This is our third mock draft of the day. It's probably going to be the last one. I got some stuff that I got to handle. We're going your time. I'd say just be ready around 10 a.m. because it's usually going to be somewhere between 10 and 11 when we start.
Full of good, we can talk, no air balloon, but let's flow. We way up in the clouds.
dancing on the stars. Keep breaking it down. Then rolling up cigars. Blunt, let's roll it. Vaporizer bong, let's roll it. So gone, I'm feeling homesick. This chronic so explosive. Yo,
Purdy. So high. So high. So high. So high. And I ain't coming down. Man. They tried to snatch Nico, so I couldn't get him right there. Let's go golf wall. Feel like I gotta get my RB now. Like, it's already getting to a part where the RBs are looking trash. And how many have gone so far? One. And dang, I got Pacheco's RB12 too. It seemed once you get past the first 12 running backs, it's like, man, there's a couple more, and then it just starts looking ugly. That bag of fifth don't impress me. Weed gonna knock me in the next week. Next week. Weed, just trying to get jet skied. My bone with ice, but no grad ski. You trying to get high with me. Travel 30,000 feet into the sky with me. Smoke. Me. Do you feel like you're gonna die with me? I got sour cushion, all kinds all of that weed. Come fly with me. I can sing, I just find a key. And he know where all the vinyls be. So he be making all kinds of beats. And when I find my tree, I'ma roll it up. Never ever gonna sober up. If you wanna come show some love, just smoke, smoke my drugs. Hey. Get high, get high, get high, get high. Get high, get high, get high, get high. We are getting through this one super quick, though. Let's see. When do we start this? We started this 8 minutes ago. We're more than halfway through. Yeah, these drafts go fast. Literally, we finished one in like 12 minutes earlier. This one's going to take about 20 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes. Let's see. Let's get some Devin. Gotta get these reps in. Gotta get these reps in. Huh? No. Rolling up another Swiss, listening to the beat again. Drinking, but we're concentrating. Smoke another sweet again. Rewinding, trying to make some hot shit. Oh, what a job. We're someone jumping the 92 in place, so. The show, yeah, corn dogs were not on his schedule. Yeah. Oh, what a job this is. Drinking, yet I'm thinking of another rhyme. Smoking, hoping that some bad news will come some other time. Cause I'm trying to do what I love. I love what I do. Love what this I do. Music is something more different than the weed. I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad with the way that this one turned out. Yeah. Push it, peddle it to the people. They can't ignore it. This is for all the independents. A few major labels. The big studios who still give niggas favors on the mix. As long as people communicate crispy, you know I'm usually the guy who's like, all right, as long as they communicate. This is for all the engineers who smoke weed. Can't forget about the production. All right, what do you think the chances are Watson goes back to an old self? Well, zero. Zero. Like, zero chances he goes back to his old self. But, hold on. Let me turn the song off for this. I'll say this again. What do we think the chances are that Watson goes back to his old self? Zero. 0% chance. But here's what I mean by that. He played in... At the time, it was probably the weakest division in football, especially defensive-wise. And he really took everything by storm. I mean, you got Hopkins, you had William Fuller the fourth. I mean, Amari Cooper is kind of a shell of himself right now. Like, he's a little pissed. You play in probably the toughest division in football now. I would say they are. AFC North, I mean, shit, they produced three playoff teams last year. And if the Steelers are like seeming like the worst in the division, I mean, the Steelers like never go under 500. And so like, yeah, that's the reason why I think he's not going back to his old self. Can he get back to close to his old self? Can he get back to being a 4,200, you know, yard passer with 25 touchdowns? Like, I think that is in the cards. I think it's in the cards. Yeah, Texan Stevie, this is going to be the last mock draft of the morning. I got some stuff I got to handle, and I still got to make the top 25 IDP rank video. Yeah, and one of my cousins is here as well. And I smell that they're making breakfast over there. But yeah, Thursday, we'll be back at it. And just be ready around 10-year time. And then somewhere between 10 and 11 is when I'll be going live and we'll be starting. And my team is really well-rounded. I only have the flex spots to go. You know what? We're just gonna go hard on the running backs right now. Let's go. Got kind of weaker top end running backs, so let's make sure we get the depth right now, and then I'll get whoever the best player is last. There we go. There we go. Shout out to the crew. Appreciate you guys. You could literally be anywhere consuming any kind of content, and you're rocking with me. Salute. Shout out all our producers of the show, all our 420 crew members, our all access members, our elite members, our superstar members, our ultimate members, all of the peeps who are subscribed on multiple platforms or an investor in one way or the other in the show. Appreciate you guys. Salute to all the real ones out there. Fuck all the fake ones. All right. Let's see. So we got. Let's see where we get here. Texan Stevie said TikTok. What are we talking about, TikTok? Are you just like doing the countdown? Where's the countdown? Johnny said, thanks for providing all the off-season activities. Appreciate you, bro, for being a part of them. Because, man, the season, it is next Thursday. Is the Hall of Fame game. And that's like, I feel like the Hall of Fame game is like the official start to preseason. I mean, you know, we got this week, you know, preseason, but it's going to be really whack. You know, while they have like 100 guys each on their roster, a lot of guys who we aren't even going to be paying attention to, who are going to be cut hella quick. But yeah, it is going to be, it's going to be one hell of a year. I know that. Oh, Toyota one takes Gus Edwards right in front of me. Man, this is ugly. Well, this would almost be like my first bench spot, but yeah, took Ford. All right. There we go. Salute. Now, let's smoke a bowl, and then we'll get out of here. Appreciate all you guys. You guys are the shit. No fantasy community goes harder than the 420 crew. And I can't wait for us to all finally get to put all of this on display on the gridiron. All right. Toyota One said, sniping, bro. Even in the 10th round. What? Jay, JK, where's Will Power? Will Power, explain to me. Why'd you take JK Dobbins over Gus Edwards? You think JK Dobbins going to be the guy? You think he's the one less likely to get hurt? Yeah, explain. Okay, just cuz. All right, Dave. If it's just cuz, that's fine. That's fine. Just a feeling. Just a feeling. All right, that's three mock drafts. Three mock drafts knocked out on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then, of course, mock draft Monday. But Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays, those are the days where, you know, early morning, early afternoon, depending on where you are in the country. Make sure you guys are tapped in. I need everybody to look right now. Look right now on YouTube, because I know that's where pretty much everybody is right now. On YouTube, look and see if you have the notifications turned on to all. Not personalized, not anything like that. I want to know, do you guys have it turned to all? And once you have it turned to all, throw a bell in there. I'll smoke another bowl while we wait for this. And tell you once, I like these drafts, cool content, and the practice is legit. And that's really what this is about. I mean, I'm sure that there's better content out there for mock drafts, you know, like, because I know there's a lot of people who put, a big emphasis on editing and all this, but I really feel this is more about the practice for all of us than anything. This is really getting in the reps. Like, this is our training camp right now, getting in these reps, getting in these reps. And it's going to help. It really is. Like, the 30-second clocks, like, nobody rocks a 30-second clock for a real draft. You know, like, I'd say a minute would be, like, the quickest that you would have to do it. And so a lot of leagues, I mean, shit, 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes, like, when us doing these 30-second draft picks and being so quick, like, when it comes to a minute, it's going to feel so easy. It's going to feel so easy. It's going to feel like 1 minute. It's going to feel like 10 minutes because we're so used to, like, going so fast, going so fast. Marcus, I don't even need to check. I get the YouTube notification. I get the Twitch notifications and Rumble. I said one always comes in like 10 minutes late for me. That's good, though. But I appreciate you, bro, being everywhere. Marty's one of the real ones for sure. And he said, put me in, coach. Practice, practice. We got to, right? We got to. So many leagues, like all these redraft leagues that we're going to do. I love Dynasty. I love it. I mean, like 30 dynasties, you know, I love it. But redraft, I mean, that's where the real competition, you know, is. Because everybody, we start on a level playing field. Everybody starts on a level playing field. And really the draft, you know, there's going to be some luck. Hey, Noble in the house. There's going to be some luck and some randomization in, you know, who gets first, who gets 12th, all that kind of stuff. I'm almost done, bro. I'm almost done. You throwing in a comment? Uh-oh. Noble's throwing in a comment. Let me finish, okay? Now I'll come out there. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm just reading your comments. Okay. 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 Oh, hey. Oh, man. Someone heard him the other day. It said you got to give him an NKO out of Noble, out of nowhere, instead of the RKO. It's the NKO for Noble.
Yeah, I'm trying to give him the stunner. Though.
He's trying to give me the stunner. No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. Johnny said, "Salute Noble." So I'd want to get notifications for all and subscribe to both YouTube channel, Twitch, Rumble blows up my phone when you come on. Let's go, 420 crew. Let's get it. Let's get it. And I love the morning shows. And I know eventually there'll be more people tapped in to these morning shows. Trying to figure out the fine line of, like, what time do we need to have these shows? Because I feel like, I mean, the FNT show, you know, I mean, FNT's no more. Fantasy News Today is, I mean, it's going to be a different name, like, for it. Even though I was the one who came up with the name for that, but I feel we're going to need a different vibe, for the show. Or it's still keep it fantasy news today. I don't know. I mean, that is what it's going to be all about. It is going to be all about the news and taking questions. All right, guys. Appreciate you. We'll see you guys for Stevie B. I know he missed last week. He said he was super sick. He should be back tonight. And then we got best ball. We got a best ball draft tonight. We're already more than halfway filled. Let me throw the link in just in case for you guys. Going to be at 6 p.m. West Coast time tonight. And there we go. We'll see you guys a little bit later today. Peace out, peeps.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.